Record numbers of students are working and borrowing their way through college. A California study finds nearly half of all incoming freshmen say they'll have to work this year. And that worries educators because students who work long hours are more likely to drop out. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
At lunchtime, Sproul Plaza on the UC Berkeley campus swarms with students. They're catching up with classmates or just taking a break. That's a luxury many others at Cal simply can't afford.
My name is Sanjay Gupta. I'm working here in Cal Dining.
The smell of oregano fills this cafeteria dining hall a few blocks from the plaza. 18-year-old Sanjay Gupta, outfitted in latex gloves and a hairnet, stands behind a steam table serving up the daily special.
Pasta, meatballs, and some sauce on it.
A freshman majoring in conservation sciences, Gupta got this job back in September. He usually works nights, but says he'll grab an extra shift whenever he can.
So I'm working about 29 hours a week, which is a lot. Right now, school isn't too much. I'm taking the minimum amount of units, so so I can work more hours. I just got to do what I got to do, I guess.
Students all over the country are in the same boat. Each year, researchers at UCLA conduct a national survey of incoming freshmen. This time, they found a record 47% of freshmen expect to work this academic year to help foot the bills. Plus, students are borrowing great chunks of money. Even though he's a state resident, a year at Cal still costs Gupta nearly $7,000, and that doesn't cover housing. Gupta received money from the state and the federal government, but he still piled on debt.
Since my family isn't that well off, I did get a lot of financial aid. Basically, like, we haven't had to pay anything up front yet, but there are some loans. I think it's about 60% grants to 40% loans, but I can pay them later. So as I start working and getting in a real job, I can start paying that stuff off.
Of course, students have always borrowed and worked to get through school, but never as much as they do today. And according to Karen Rice with the financial aid office at UC Berkeley, their earnings don't stretch as far.
I don't think there's such a thing as working your way through college anymore, making enough to pay the cost of education. A student could be working 15 hours a week, but their wages are not going to cover the percent of their total costs that they would have 30 years ago.
According to the College Board, the average in-state tuition at public colleges rose more than 10% last year alone. 70% of students at Cal are receiving financial aid, but it's often not enough to bridge the gap. On top of that, says Rice, the buying power of federal assistance has declined.
The federal Pell Grant, which is kind of meant to be the floor of the federal financial aid programs and the floor for all universities, has not kept pace with inflation.
So it's no wonder the UCLA survey found debt levels rising steadily, with nearly one in three freshmen expecting to finish their first year at least $3,000 in the hole. Elaine Corey, NPR News.